At Renewal by Andersen, we love sharing friendly words of wisdom about windows and doors. And we're thrilled when our customers do the same.
We're just so happy with the quality of the windows, the warranty of the windows, the fact that I get a call every year asking, is there anything else we can do for you? Do you need any help with anything? That to me is a good quality company.
Visit us online at iHeartMyWindows.com to schedule an in-home appointment when it's time to talk windows. We'll bring the wisdom. Renewal by Andersen.
11 cases of dengue fever recorded so far in the Eastern region, but more cases are expected as the Ghana Health Service awaits results from over 100 samples.
Of the 103, we have received samples for 56, of which 11 are positive. So we are waiting for results for the remaining samples.
Also, APRS Regional Security Council discloses it's not ruling out coordinator killings in the gruesome murder cases in Wa as it meets security chiefs today to verify new leads that have been picked up.
Tomorrow there's going to be another meeting with regards to the lead information that people are picking. So the people that are noted to be called tomorrow, the information they'll pick from them will help the security agencies.
What's in business, Daryl?
Well, coming up in business, IMF staff complete visit to Ghana to review half-year economic data but raise concerns about payments to independent power producers. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
And later, criminologist alarmed by mob attack culture in the country following death of a young musician was lynched over the weekend. This is Joy News, independent, fearless, and credible journalism. Thank you for joining us. My name is Hannah Odami with the details. We start from the Eastern region where 11 cases of dengue fever have so far been recorded, but that number may increase according to the Ghana Health Service, which is awaiting the results of over 100 samples sent to the Noguchi Memorial Institute for testing. The samples were taken from five districts. Deputy Eastern Regional Health Director Dr. John Eko Otu tells Joy News. Measures are in place to contain the spread, but individual commitment is also essential.
Yes, so once you've been to this district and you are experiencing symptoms, i.e. fever, general malaise, headache, vomiting, abdominal, any symptom that looks like malaria, we advise you to get close to the nearest health facility and let the health workers know that you spend a number of days in these communities.
All right, so then if you know that you've visited any of the five districts in Brim South, Brim North, Brim Central, Achiasi, and Achimansa in recent times or experiencing any of the symptoms, including high fever, severe headache, joint and muscle pain, rash and mild bleeding, you heard what you have to do. But why don't we hear from the Deputy Eastern Regional Health Director, Dr. John Eko Otu, who tells Joy News that measures are in place to contain the spread, but also individual commitment is very essential.
The 103 are people the region has suspected so far. And once we suspect, we take samples to confirm. Of the 103, we have received samples for 56, of which 11 are positive. So we are waiting for results for the remaining samples. We are ramping up our social mobilization risk communication. So as part of our education to the community, we are also informing them that it's important to put in all measures to prevent mosquito bites.
You heard the Deputy Eastern Regional Health Director, Dr. John Eko Otu. Let's move on. And the Upper West Regional Security Council says it is not ruling out coordinated killings in the murder cases that have been recorded in the municipality. The latest killing involves a driver's mate who was murdered in a suburb of Wa. The murder of Opoku Richard brings the number of persons killed in the municipality to 17 in the last 3 years. Speaking to Joy News, MCE for Wa, Tahiru Isahaku Momen said the security chiefs and council will meet today to verify new leads which have been picked up.
Let me make it very clear that this is a coordinated crime, and the perpetrators, they have their way of operation, and if you look at the way they operate, it is not uniform. The operation is not uniform, and then what we usually find in the bodies of the victims are not also the same. You remember the previous ones, they take the body parts away. But in the recent ones, you see the bodies, no body part is taken, apart from the person being slaughtered or killed that way. Not, you won't see any part of the person being taken away. So that's sick to kind of like confuse people with regards to what is the motive behind.
You heard there Tahiru Isahaku Mumin, he's MC for WA. Now, calm has returned to the labor front as organized labor calls off strike less than 24 hours into the action, and offices that were deserted yesterday are expected to be open for business today. The strike was to demand SNET to terminate processes to sell off 60% in 4 hotels owned by SNET to our Greek Minister Brian Echampon's Hotel Rock City. But they have issued a stern 1-month ultimatum to SNET to engage labor over all the issues relating to the management of workers' pensions. The Director General of SNET, Ms. Osafomafu, tells Joy News they will engage all interested parties on the best way to sell the hotels.
We've come to this point. We will go back and re-examine it. This is an issue of stakeholder engagement. We've terminated the process. The stakeholders and ourselves will then sit down and we would see how we progress.
Labor is welcoming this decision, and Dr. Ilyasu Mumin is the General Secretary of the University Teachers Association of Ghana. Let's listen to him.
It's a good call, and we are ready. Dealing with non-performing assets comes with different alternatives and different choices. What is considered to be a bad transaction was the timing and the engagement of politically exposed actors, and then also the economic condition. So engagement with us is welcomed, and we are ready to also offer quite a number of alternatives.
Dr. Ilyasu Mumuni is the General Secretary of the University Teachers Association of Ghana. Now, as the clock ticks for a new legislative instrument which allows MPs, ministers and judges to drive without speed limit to mature into law, there's a spirited defense for why this is necessary. A section of the public have criticized the move as self-serving. But MPP MP for Asante Achim North, Andy Apiakubi, says MPs, ministers and judges who this law will apply to perform a special role and must not be hindered by vehicular traffic.
You are subjecting people into the conditions of traffic on the road. Such people cannot meet the deadlines, and therefore it is imperative for us to give some access to them to be able to meet the deadlines. And let us not forget, if deadlines are not met, it goes to undermine the performance of such public officers or ministries or institutions. Some members of parliament, and some even state ministers, and even some judges have been arrested on the road because they are trying to meet their work schedule.
You heard that Andy Apiakubi, he's MPP MP for Asante Achim North. A criminologist at the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology, Dr. Jones Opoku, is alarmed how some Ghanaians resort to lynching suspected criminals without allowing the law to take its course. His comments follows the lynching of Sotum-based artist Wilberforce Appiah at Tanoso in the Ashanti region. The budding musician is reported to have died after a mob accused him of theft and attacked him when he stepped out of the home of his alleged girlfriend. There's more in this report.
Wilberforce Appiah, known in showbiz as Will B, had traveled from his base in Accra to Kumasi for a couple of radio promotions. Some accounts suggest he had visited his girlfriend, Nanaya, who is said to be married, when at dawn, while out of the house, was accused of being a thief.
I was asleep when I suddenly heard a sound and woke up. I didn't see anyone initially. Later, I heard my daughter-in-law screaming for help.
But family of the deceased, Obrimpong Kekwesiama, refused claims of the relative being a thief. How can a thief move from Accra to Tanaso with his clothes and barge into your room to rape you? Criminologist Dr. Jones Opoku is worried about the unrelenting push of Ghanaians over lynching suspected criminals.
We still have to keep talking to people in this country. You cannot just pounce on people and begin to attack them because you suspect they may have been committing a crime.
A criminologist at the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology, Dr. Jones Opoku, ending that report there. And more of this story and the others are on myjoonline.com, where you can visit with just a click. That's it for the news at 6. I am Hannah Odami. Do enjoy the rest of the morning.
hey, we see you specking your car, taking that trip, chilling on the beach. Chale! Now we want to see this become your story. Simply use your Absa card 10 times or more and you'll be entered into a monthly draw where you stand the chance to be among 5 lucky winners to take home 40,000 Ghana cedis. The more you use your card, the more entries you'll receive. Earn an extra entry by using the Absa app or internet banking 5 times or more. No Absa card, don't worry. Visit the nearest branch for an Absa account or card today and make winning part of your story. Promotion is between 1st July and 31st October. This promotion is regulated by the National Lottery Authority on the Caritas Lottery platform. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Please, do you still refill cylinders here?
Oh yes, and there are a lot of benefits when you refill gas cylinders here. Not only do we get to run safety checks on your cylinder before refill, but you get to buy any amount of gas per your pocket. And you even get to see for yourself how much is really being put into the cylinder, so you're not cheated.
Master, this one there, Philly Gadochi. I know say you no invite me, but I go talk some. If you no believe LPG stations, like how we taxi drivers go fill our tanks.
But do these LPG stations have permit to still operate?
Of course. LPG stations are safer now than ever. We've always been licensed and fully regulated by National Petroleum Authority with total support from Ghana Fire Service, Ghana Standards Authority, Factory Inspectorate, as well as the EPA. So don't worry, crap.
Oh, I hear say these LPG stations be for indigenous Ghanaians. It be true?
Of course. LPG refilling is the only industry in Ghana that is now 100% owned by Ghanaians. By refilling your cylinders at the gas station, you are promoting indigenous businesses.
The money equals stay here, no.
Oh yes, protect local businesses by refilling your gas cylinders at LPG stations nationwide.
We know we shall win, and we know we'll survive. Yeah.
Oh, jump on
go go the go go.
Ah, Gugomi,
at what time will you come back where I don't hear the sound of your car? Why you buy a new car?
No, I don't change my car. It be the same ride. It be the fuel way I change. Way one shouts it. Ever since I started using the all new Excellium Premium Fuel, fortified with 3-in-1 action. Oh, Joe, now my car they run like electric car. No, no, it's so.
This is the type of fuel where they want to. Cause now engine they cost. Where they want for way if I buy it, it go protect my engine. And with the small way I buy, I go drive, sir.
Absolutely. It's like strapping a turbocharger to your engine and giving it a protection. And what they boss my mindset be the 3-in-1 action, no? Excellium, they prevent up to 99% of deposit. It be anti-wear, some be anti-corrosion. Won't pay way now,
hey, hey, yeah. So where can I find this magical fuel?
Just head over to any Total Energy service station and your car will thank you.
Hey, then make a finish Magobe fast, then rush go Total Energies. My friend, but why your hand the Magobe inside?
I give you info, make a fill the Gobe too small.
Go-go, the go-go.
Excellium is designed to protect your car engine, decrease fuel consumption, and lower CO2 emissions. Don't say fuel, say Excellium. Choose Excellium, choose quality.
Yeah. We have a new leader in town, Obiarentie. I'm a for better was sibibri. When you say my baby, maybe mamu more charcoal for whiter teeth.
More charcoal.
Not only that, maybe mamu lemon.
More lemon.
Zinc for fresher breath.
More zinc.
And fluoride for stronger teeth.
Hey. Introducing the new President Charcoal Pack with more power with a combination of charcoal and lemon for naturally whiter teeth. Grab yours now. This advert is FDA approved.
The luckiest. Luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah. The luckiest. Luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah.
Doctors,
nurses,
barbers,
drivers,
bouncers,
friends,
teachers,
bankers.
You could be the luckiest. You could be the luckiest.
Go. Go.
The luckiest. Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah. The luckiest. Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah.
Doctors,
nurses,
barbers,
drivers,
bouncers,
friends,
teachers,
bankers. The luckiest.
You could be the luckiest.
Right, so welcome back, and thank you very much for staying with us here on the Super Morning Show on Joy 99.7 FM and the 6 a.m. news brought to us by Absa Bank Ghana Limited, Your story matters, and Total Energies Total, we go the extra mile for you. It's now time for the Joy Business Report. Daryl Kwal, already seated. Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How about you?
I'm great. God is taking
How was the traffic when you were coming to work today?
Well, early morning, so there was no traffic.
There wasn't much traffic. Part of town.
Yeah. Okay.
So. But the Member of Parliament for Asante Achim North has been talking about how there's the need to give members of parliament, ministers of state, you know, the opportunity to get to their meetings early. They need to serve the interests of the state. And some of the best ways they can serve their interest, as we all know, is to hold meetings in the interest of the state.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them had been late to meetings because there's too much traffic. And for him, he thinks the amendment of the LI 2180 that allows them to use sirens and all of that is the best way to go. Listen.
You subject such people into the conditions of traffic on the road. Such people cannot meet the deadlines. And therefore, it is imperative for us to give some access to them to be able to meet the deadlines. And let us not forget, if deadlines are not met, it goes to undermine the performance of such public officers or ministries or institutions. Some members of parliament, and some even state ministers, and even some judges have been arrested on the road because they are trying to meet their work schedule. In fact, during the consideration of the bill, I had proposed that we even add doctors on call. Because in a situation where somebody has been brought to a hospital, an emergency, and the doctor is held up in traffic, the amount of work done is zero. Because the patient is there, but the doctor is held up in traffic.
Yeah, so that's it. Daryl, today we're going to look at this from a broader perspective.
Mm-hmm.
We say leaders solve problems. They don't explain them.
Yeah.
In our part of the country, we insulated leaders from a lot of the challenges that people were going through because we believe that was the only way they're not going to dip their hands into our funds.
Mm-hmm.
That we have been proven wrong on. Now, how do you, a group of people tasked in ensuring that you solve the challenges of the state, ask for insulation from the very problems? How do you solve them?
I mean, they should experience it so that they understand what the challenge is on the ground. I mean, if you want to be insulated, then you're not really fixing the problem. And imagine over 200 MPs all using sirens. It's going to be chaotic in the city.
Look, Daryl, for those who are from areas like Pram Pram, Dawenya, coming to work today, ask them the challenges they go through.
And the time they spend on the road.
And the time they spend in traffic. Don't we all know that if we were to dualize the road and all the interchanges that we pretended to be constructing on that stretch, if we had completed them, those people would not experience the kind of traffic they experience.
Exactly.
Do we not know? And yet haven't done them. What meetings are we going to hold? What meetings are we going to hold? And in the interest of who? Go to other jurisdictions. Ministers are being fined.
Yeah.
MPs are suspended. For that exceeding speed limits.
Yes. Yes.
Even the medical doctor who is expected to go and save life, that one he didn't add. He said, I proposed. We didn't add it.
I was going to ask about that.
This is the list. We didn't add it. What we have done is to add, you know, how do you call it? Ministers, MPs, justices of the Supreme Court. It says, a motor vehicle used for official purposes by the head of state, vice president, the speaker of parliament, chief justice, ministers of state, justices of the Supreme Court, and members of parliament, police service vehicle, a motor vehicle used by the Ghana National Fire Service, a motor vehicle used by the National Ambulance Service, a motor vehicle used as an ambulance by a hospital or a clinic, a motor vehicle used by other recognized government security agencies, and a bullion vehicle registered by the licensing authority. That's the list.
Just out of Ellie.
That's the list.
I don't get that.
Do you insulate from the problems that you are expected to fix for the people?
At all.
Why? When people complain of bad roads, we don't feel it because we drive in vehicles that have very good shocks.
Mm-hmm.
The people whom you are supposed to protect, they can't afford it. And still, we don't care. Today, you can have people who are expected to fix roads, even in the assemblies. Their departments of urban roads and feeder roads and all of that, they can just tell you that, oh, me, I don't feel it. And that's the end of it.
Huh.
Anyway, that's a conversation we're having here on the Super Morning Show. And your thoughts really matter. Join us on X, use the hashtag JoySMS, and then on WhatsApp, 055-1111-997. Time now for the Joy Business Report, brought to us by Omni Besic Bank, at your service.
Hi, good morning. Welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up, IMF staff complete visit to Ghana following half-year economic data review, giving Bank of Ghana a thumbs up over reserve build-up, but raising concerns about independent power producers payments. Also, President Akufo-Addo set to launch 8 billion CD SME growth and opportunity program targeted at supporting small businesses in the country with some significant initial funding. Plus, Cocoa Board attributes profit posted last year to restructuring of cocoa bills worth almost 8 billion cedis. Details coming up. My name is Daryl Kwan. Thanks for being with us this morning. Hello to our friends listening from Koforidua on KT Radio. Now, IMF staff have completed their one-week visit to Ghana to carry out the half-year economic data review. George Afia has more on some of the issues that came up during this visit that concluded just last week.
The visit was at the request of the board of the IMF to get some updates on Ghana's economic data. This because the second review assessment was about data up to May this year. Therefore, the IMF warned the staff to get an update on the latest data up to July this year. Joy Business understands that the IMF was quite pleased with the progress that Ghana has made when it comes to the overall program. On Bank of Ghana's operations, the fund was kind of pleased with what the Bank of Ghana has done when it comes to the reserve accumulation. As sources say, the central bank has mobilized more than what it was supposed to realize under the fund program for this year. On inflation, the fund was also okay on what has been done, as it has been able to slow the rate over the past 1 year, saying inflation is trending downwards in the right direction. However, there were concerns about the high food prices whilst describing the monetary stance as appropriate. On the fiscal front, the IMF was somewhat pleased with the progress that Ghana has made when it comes to spending and revenue mobilized so far for this year. It was however worried about the payment to independent power producers and its impact on government's finances going forward, as well as our international reserves. Some analysts projected that this review could go a long way to impact positively on Ghana City's fortunes going forward. It could also convince the country's development partners that government is committed to stabilizing the economy, as well as sticking to conditions under the IMF program.
George, I feel with that report, so this was a staff visit, not a mission engagement, so the IMF was not required to issue an official statement about their meetings with government and other stakeholders. Now, Director of the Institute of Statistical, Social and Economic Research, Professor Peter Korte, has called for a comprehensive assessment of Ghana's debt stock to ensure prudent borrowing practices. Professor Korte believes that such an appraisal would enhance Ghana's standing with both bilateral and multilateral creditors. He made these remarks at the quarterly Economic Dialogue series in Accra.
When the private man is going to borrow, there is an appraisal, they do all the cost-benefit analysis. Same way, if government is going to borrow, there has to be an appraisal. I have evaluated a lot of projects, donor projects, World Bank, JICA, and they produce appraisal reports that you can find on their website, pre-appraisal. And then you borrow to fund. And after implementation, you evaluate the project. Now, if you borrow from the commercial market, do you provide all this? Do you do this? The multilateral, bilateral donor will insist on this. What about the commercial market? Do we do all of this? So borrowing requires responsible borrowing. It looks like we are.
That was Professor Peter Korte, Executive Director of the Institute of Statistical, Social and Economic Research. Now, government is finally set to launch the much-talked-about SME Growth and Opportunity Program today. The initiative, which will be launched by President Akufo-Addo, is aimed at supporting small businesses with the needed financial help to expand their operations. The fund could be offering up to 300,000 Ghana cedis as initial funding to support beneficiaries. Dr. Abdul Ganiu is technical advisor at the Finance Ministry.
So this approach is bringing all those funds together. And once we do that, coordination becomes easier. It becomes more efficient, more effective. Even the management costs, you know, is going to reduce. And you are able to track progress much more easily than if they were just left in silos. So that is what we have tried to do. And if you also look at the funds that we are going to scale up, that significantly would be enough, you know, to drive the growth and development of SMEs in this country.
Dr. Abudu Abdulganiyo is technical advisor at the Ministry of Finance. Now, some businesses and foreign investors with interest in the country have frozen fresh projects and monetary disbursement to the country. Here's more in this report.
Joy Business understands that this is due to what they describe as uncertainty surrounding the December elections. Some of them have decided to adopt the wait-and-see attitude before they go ahead with their projects. One major multinational in the oil industry, for instance, has told Joy Business that a major project that was supposed to have taken off this year had been frozen. Some market analysts have also told Joy Business that the election-related fever had also impacted badly on the city's fortunes. This is because a lot of persons are moving the city's assets into dollars, while some foreign investors that should have brought in these foreign exchange are also holding on to it. This has fed into the current pressure on the Ghana city. Some analysts have told Joy Business these developments should be seen as normal in every election year. On the larger economy, the IMF has also warned that depending on how government goes about its spending in this election season could end up hurting the economy and the IMF program.
Meanwhile, Chairman of Tropical Cables and Conductors, Dr. Tinjesi, is accusing some political parties and the media for contributing to this uncertainty surrounding the December elections.
But it looks like for every election, for some reason, the temperature in the nation gets so high that it's not only foreign investors who are concerned. Even local businesses get concerned, and everybody is worrying, and is it going to be peaceful, and will there be whatever is going to happen? Is it what is it about elections that, despite all our experience, we cannot approach it in a somber and calm and peaceful manner?
That was Chairman of Tropical Cables and Conductors, Dr. Tony Otin JC. Now, Cocoa Board has attributed a profit posted for last year to the restructuring of cocoa bills worth almost 8 billion cedis. The cocoa regulator returned to profit after ending a six-year losing streak. Now, meanwhile, Chief Executive Joseph Boyin Edu says the impact of the restructuring exercise has been positive as it posted some 2.3 billion cedi profit for last year. He spoke to Joy Business after a visit to some cocoa farms in the central and western regions.
It's been very positive. Because before the restructuring, you know, we were paying interest around 30%. That was very huge. But with the restructuring, the interest, you know, the coupon rate had been reduced to 12.5%. That alone is huge. Imagine paying interest on, let's say, 7 billion at 30%. It is just, you know, head crushing. But now that it's 12.5%, that one is manageable, you know. So when you strike the difference, 12% against 30%, look at the revenue flow there alone. Yes, it becomes a big leap for Cocoa Board to be able to operate. So it's been very fantastic.
Joseph Boyin Edu, Chief Executive of Cocoa Board, excuse me, speaking there to Joy Business. Let's turn to Investor Eye today. Make sure you keep all documents related to any investment you make to help police investigate any time you become a victim of an investment fraud. Listen to Head of Technical ICT and Digital Forensic at the Economic and Organized Crime Office, Amon Kwata.